as we say good morning to Jason Kanz. Best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Monday morning.
It is. And back to work.
Uh-huh.
Yep. I think I have to work a full week this week, which in the summer I prefer not to do. But, well, oh no, I think I do have off on Friday now that I think about that. So, yeah, that's good.
Lots of stuff going on. The Northern Wisconsin State Fair, extra day. They used to be Tuesday through Sunday, and they returned to that this year starting tomorrow. So that's a big deal with church at the fair on Sunday. Free admission to the fair. If you're there before 10, get there before 10. Don't even be in line at 10.
Very nice.
Be in at 10. You get the free admission. And so, anyhow, that's good.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Well, we're going to start Matthew chapter 6. We're moving on in the Sermon on the Mount, right?
We are, yes. We are for sure.
But we're not getting there quite yet because you got to answer some personality questions.
All right. All right. Bring them on.
Trying to figure you out. All right. Here we go. Questions 28 through 30 out of the 70 total. So, you're a brave man answering those on the radio. Here we go. Are you more comfortable, A, after a decision, or B, before a decision?
B, before a decision.
Hmm. Why is that?
Yeah. I don't know. I need to ponder this. And I think in the past I would have said after a decision.
Yeah.
And I'm not certain. I think... For me, there's a lot of times that after a decision is made at this point in my life, more of that second guessing sort of thing. So
sure. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, just I kind of put decisions in the leadership. If you're a leader, you need to make decisions, right? And
yeah,
so
right.
George W. Bush's memoir was called, I think it was Decisions, you know? And
yeah.
I always like this story. Who's the successful coach? Nick Saban with Alabama. He's like, ham sandwich every day for lunch. It's one less decision I got to make. So anyhow.
True enough.
All right. Yeah. I think Scott Walker, somewhat similar answer to that. I'll say question 29. Do you tend to A, say right out what's on your mind, or B, keep your ears open?
B, keep my ears open.
Okay. And finally, 30, common sense is usually reliable, or B, frequently questionable?
Boy, that's a tough one. If it's my common sense, it's usually reliable. I would say usually reliable.
Yeah, okay, very good. All right, but I guess what you're hinting at is that some people would say what they would qualify their common sense to go, oh, that's kind of questionable.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we have, the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew is chapters 5 through 7. We finished 5 on Friday.
Correct.
With Be Whole Like I Am Whole. So today,
yes.
We got Matthew 6:1. What does it say?
Yeah, it says, watch out. Don't do your good deeds publicly to be admired by others, for you will lose the reward from your Father in heaven.
Mm-hmm. And in Letters to the Beloved, Jason Kanz, the man on the other end of the phone, his devotional commentary in the New Testament, he comes up with this. Beloved, do not put your religiosity on display. In a world saturated with social media, people draw attention to their charitable acts every day, but self-promotion tells me that you are less interested in loving well than being honored. Highlighting your good works is often self-centered. Your reward will be the number of likes you receive. But I will never reward self-centeredness. Kind of interesting to have kind of a Bible even commentary which incorporates social media references.
Yeah, you know, it's I'm writing this, of course, in the 2010s. You know, that decade, and I want it to be applicable. I don't think social media is going anywhere anytime soon, and. And I think part of that was triggered. You know, you go on social media and you see these videos of people, you know, they have somebody filming themselves,
mm-hmm.
giving out charity to people who are less needy. And I'm like, I don't think that's what we're called mm-hmm. to do. I mean, I mm-hmm. think it's great to highlight charity, but to be like, look at this amazing thing I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of, I think, where that was triggered when reading that, don't let your good good deeds or don't do your good deeds publicly.
Yeah, yeah, right. Well, hey, so, happy Monday, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
Sounds good.
All right, there you go, everybody. Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. All right, I was almost ready to give up on Drew this morning, and then he called me back just in the nick of time. Good morning, Drew Fralick in Detroit, Michigan. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. I'm well. I was managing the kids, and you know how it goes.
Well, last night,
so how are you?
We called to try to set things up a little bit, usually on Sunday. Thanks for reaching out. And basically, I got a hold of your answering machine message, which I'd like to record because I used to do a thing back when answering. Remember, like, even people having an answering machine was a big thing. So we did, instead of America's Funniest Home Videos, this being radio, we did America's Funniest Home Answering Machine Messages. And yours was pretty funny. Being a stand-up comic, it was pretty good. But I couldn't even get that this morning. So that's how I was faring.
Well, you know, so my voicemail is basically a spoof of when you call the doctor's office, you know, and they're like, thank you so much for calling.
Right.
We're so glad that you called. I mean, we could play it one day. It's pretty funny.
Right.
But I just got so sick of these doctor's offices. I'm on hold for, like, you know, forever. And so I recorded this message. Well, anyways, a couple weeks ago, this lady from the doctor's office tried calling me. And I didn't pick up. And she had to sit through that. And she had to be professional when she left me a voicemail. But you could tell she was kind of miffed, you know.
A taste of their own medicine. Yes, there you go.
That was my sweet, sweet revenge.
Your voicemail is full, by the way.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. Good tip.
Yeah, there you go. Well, so your grandma passed. Grandma Smith, tell us about her.
So grandma, she was 91. She was the last grandparent that we had, matriarch of the family. She had a very interesting life, you know. She was, her family, they planted a bunch of churches in Detroit. And she told me this very interesting story before she died about how her parents, when they were in Detroit, they were building this church, which is still there, and getting ready to plant a church. And they sold, I think, all of their furniture to help pay for their section of the construction of the church. And she said, yeah, we slept on cots for like 3 years.
Wow.
I was like, wow.
Yeah.
That is some dedication.
Yeah.
I don't know if people would do that now, but that church was called the Strathmore Church of Christ.
Huh.
It went on to plant that church and the, you know, my great grandfather, they went on to plant over 10 churches in Detroit and the Metro Detroit area. So as
you and your wife pastor Vineyard Church in Detroit, I mean, you come from a line of church planters and pastors, it sounds like. So,
yeah, we've got a little pedigree, you know, it's not just out of the blue. So, but we're doing her service Saturday. So it's a very busy week, you know,
I guess
a sad week. But we're also, you know, there's a lot of laughter too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could probably imagine with my family, we laugh in the middle of sadness. So it'll be good to connect with people and honor her life. So, it'll be a difficult week, but we're looking forward to, you know, honoring her and stuff as well.
91, a good, my grandma passed at 91 too, 20 years ago. So yeah, I know that, I just wanted you to appreciate you paying some tribute to her this morning, and good for us to kind of get the behind the scenes. So,
the funeral is actually the day after her birthday. She would have been 92.
Oh,
so that's
okay.
Kind of cool too.
Yeah.
And she said she wanted it to be a joyful occasion. So we're going to have a ice cream bar at the end of this service.
Very good. So, excellent.
Yes.
Hey, Drew, thanks so much. I'll let you go back to the kids and other things on your plate. Thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes.
All right. There we go, everybody. Drew Fralick, the passing of his grandma Smith there at the age of almost 92 years old. All right, weekend recap, WWIB. I think this will be different than probably anyone for me I've ever done before. So starting off today, though, I'm just going to talk about it's a happy haircut day. I'm looking forward, not a buzz cut, Caleb, but I am going to, like, what's the next level above? Like, The kind of guy cut where you get a cut where you can sleep on it and not even have to do anything. That's what I'm looking for.
There you go. It's cooler during the summer that way, too.
Yeah. So, anyhow. But the other thing I'm going to say, sometimes it seems like maybe in Christian radio, we can have a tendency, I think we can fight something where people can put us on a pedestal. So let me just purposely step off and acknowledge the thing that's sticking with me from the weekend is a conflict with one of my kids. And it happened yesterday afternoon, and those happen. We're real people. If you cut us, we bleed. And I've got five kids. It's not my aim, but, you know, different things happen, like different perceptions, understandings, and it develops. And so that went down yesterday. It took some time to go to your respective corners, get some space, get some distance. I did walk it back eventually with an apology, with an I love you, and with some support for that child and something they're a part of this week. So there's some honesty this morning.
Well, you know what? I will honestly say that the plans that we had for the weekend didn't exactly go as planned, too. Don't get to see my older brother too often. He lives about 2.5 hours north. And so he was back for the weekend, which was fantastic. My brother and my sister-in-law and nieces and nephews. And we just had all these plans. You know what? We're going to, after church, we're going to leave right from church. And we're going to go to Silver Lake in Cumberland. And we're going to have a picnic and all of this. And I looked at the weather. I looked at the weather the day before, and it said 84, sunshine, 20% chance of rain.
Sounds like you got a pretty good odds there.
Yeah, that 20% chance of rain really, really went up at some point during the Sunday service. I don't know when, but we absolutely got poured on when we were there. In fact, and it's funny, like, you create better memories, I think, sometimes when things don't go well. Mm. So it's everybody standing under kind of the eaves, the overhang of the bathroom shelter house there, eating what they were able to grab from the table as the rain started coming down. So somebody has a bucket of cookies, somebody has some grapes, somebody has some chips. And it was not as planned. The kids didn't get to swim. A lot of our food did get wet, but we made a memory and
there
we ended up going back home, and the kids played in the little pop-up pool at Grandpa and Grandma's and we had some good conversation and time as a family. But it's one of the things that I love about family is how do you salvage a situation when nothing goes right?
Call an audible.
So yeah, it was just one of those weekends that, not as you would have planned, but thankful for it regardless.
Stop trying to amuse yourself and start thinking about what makes actual human beings laugh.
We try. We try.
Yeah, the WIB Wake Up Show, one of the greater stresses of our whole week is coming up with three jokes. Yeah, we do it on Mondays. And we've been doing it for a while now. So there's a lot of jokes that have been tapped already. How many remain?
We'll find out. Hopefully six.
All right, I'm just going to start off with an observation. I don't know. I don't think I need a personal trainer. I need someone to follow me around and slap food out of my hand.
Right. Well, speaking of food, what's a computer's favorite snack?
What?
Microchips.
Ah. Yes?
Full-on dad joke to begin.
There you go. All right. You know, once upon a time, there was a king who was only 12 inches tall. He was a terrible king, but he made a great ruler.
Well, have over here on to make us laugh Monday on the WIB Wake Up Show. Kind of sad. I had to fire the guy I hired to mow my lawn.
Why?
He just didn't cut it.
You got to. All right. No, I know it's summer and it's warm, but this is the last joke I've got. If you're ever cold, and certainly in Wisconsin it happens, go ahead and stand in the corner of a room for a while. They're usually 90 degrees.
There you go. And did you know, have a little fun fact for you. Did you know that the first French fry actually wasn't cooked in France?
No.
Yeah, it was actually cooked in Greece.
There you go. Those are our six. You can do better. 396-1670 WWIB.
There we go.
The best of the week on WWIB. Here we go.
I think I saw something on Facebook that said, Lord, whatever you're baking, I think it's done.
That's a great one.
Very first winner of two Full Event OneFest passes, courtesy of OneFest, is...
Elise Wentlandt.
From Bloomer.
Congratulations. Gary Busey from Lethal Weapon. He's 78 today. He was in a lot of movies. The one I remember Gary Busey for, he played Buddy Holly. This is him singing the It's So Easy in the Buddy Holly story.
It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love.
When the ad says country feel in the city, That means the previous owner kept a cow in the basement.
Now he fights wearing the spiritual armor of God, and that gives him an unfair advantage.
As the pastor of the Vineyard Church in Detroit, Michigan, Drew Falick has an unfair advantage. He was a stand-up comic before he was a pastor, so his unfair advantage of being able to help make his congregation laugh, and he's on the line. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark. That was a great segue. I love that. Fantastic.
You learn in radio to just, if it's in your head, you just go. And sometimes it gets you in
trouble.
You are
hot out the gate. I love it.
Alabama's Secretary of State weighed in on this and said, when we say the candidate will be decided by lot, here's how it can be decided. A roll of the dice. Yeah, that's probably what you would think. The high card from a stack of playing cards. Or they can play rock, paper, scissors. So what's your go-to rock, paper, scissors? We thought about trying to play this on the air quick,
yeah,
but I don't know how that works if people can't see it.
We can try.
All right, let's try it. So
one, two out of three, right?
So one, two, three, shoot.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so, okay, here we go.
Here
okay.
we go.
One, two, three, shoot. Okay.
All right, you got me.
I got paper over rock.
All right.
So, all right, we'll do it again.
One, two, three, shoot.
All right,
guy, okay, here we go.
Rock over scissors last time. One, two, three,
shoot.
Rock.
What are we going to do? Okay.
Tie?
Tie. Let's just leave it at a tie.
There we go.
There we go.
If people ask me, can you speak rhinoceros? I'd say, of course. Can't you?
Two women were arrested at Bangkok's airport in Thailand Monday after an X-ray inspection revealed more than 100 live animals in their luggage.
More than 100. This is nuts. I have never tried to smuggle more than a couple dozen live animals onto an airplane. Never. Just too daring.
Thai wildlife officials said that 109 animals were discovered in two suitcases. This must have been big.
It must have been very large. The 109 live animals confiscated of the two suitcases included two white porcupines,
two armadillos,
35 turtles,
50 lizards,
and I would have to read this one, 20 snakes.
Oh, my.
Call me Indiana Jones. Why does it have to be snakes?
Dr. Doolittle, yeah. Talk to the animals. You talk to the bees, your plants. Yeah. Do people see you? Do your neighbors look puzzled?
They've never communicated their puzzlement, although one walked away from me the other day, and I couldn't tell if it was because I was talking to my plants.
We basically just look for excuses to play the drum roll.
Exactly.
On it, so. The winner is Melinda Reed. Melinda Reed of Elk Mound.
Congratulations, Melinda. We're sending you and a guest to One Fest.
Jody turning 52. Caleb, we're all aging. We can't
exactly.
help it.
Oh, I feel it. There it is, the best of the week, Alvo.
There you go.
He puts it together every single Friday for your listening enjoyment. And speaking of all those OneFest giveaways, another one going to be going on. If you join the Wake Up Show Facebook group, we cracked 1,000, so that means that giveaway coming up just for those of you in the group. Well, let's see what our own Paul Anthony is up to today. He's up in Chippewa Falls. We'll join him briefly by phone here. Good morning, PA.
Hey, hi, Caleb.
How's it going? It sounds like a hive of activity up there.
It's, I guess, come in fits and bursts, and right now a little bit of a lull, which is great. And I've got two of the baristas with me. I've got my daughter, Whitney. Say hi, Whitney.
Hello.
And Elizabeth Gerber's here.
Hello.
Whitney and Elizabeth.
Tell me. Yes, Whitney and Elizabeth. And I've got my other daughter, Elizabeth, who runs the show here behind me.
And I was thinking.
Customers that are kind of familiar. I see Pat Wall and his daughter here, who just popped in to get something nice to eat and maybe a little coffee drink. But hey, girls, opening day today, not quite our grand opening because we're going to kind of do that on Thursday when we offer all of the food with the coffee drinks. But kind of tell us what's been popular today as Whirly Bird Coffee Co. opened its doors this morning at 7, going until 1 o'clock, so a shorter day today. But tomorrow starts the regular hours 7 to 4, right?
I'll tell you what, Dad, your drink, the Nifty, which is a butter coffee latte with vanilla cold foam, was just ordered 10 times in a row.
Wow.
So I'd say that's pretty popular this morning.
Did you sprinkle the Heath Bits on top?
Sure did.
Way to go. What else has been going strong today, Elizabeth?
The Pollyanna has also been very popular, which is cold brew with vanilla syrup and sweet cream cold foam as well. So
sounds good. Has anybody tried the drip coffee today?
Yes, we've had a few orders of that, and it's been positive feedback.
Any tea yet, or is that more of an afternoon drink?
We've had tea this morning, and it's really fun to pour. We have loose leaf tea here, and that steeps right in front of your eyes, and you can watch it go and pour it when it's ready.
How many varieties of tea do you have back there?
12.
Wow. And if people want to check out the Whirly Bird menu, where do they go?
You can go to our Facebook or Instagram, Whirly Bird Coffee Co., or find us online at whirlybirdcoffee.com.
All right. So do you girls think you're going to wake up or go to bed a little bit earlier these days or not?
Maybe. I might have to for the early morning. We'll see.
All right, Caleb. I don't want to go too long here, but what do we have for fresh baked treats today, Whitney?
Scones, muffins, cake, cookies, and some gluten-free options for you.
All right. Want to say thanks to the WIB Wake Up Show for giving us some free plugs this morning. And we've got our big menu on the board here, so come on in. Give it a whirl. Check out our specials. And a Whirly Bird Coffee Co., if you turn right on 156th Street, we're right at the turn of Wynn Family Dental. We're in the last building on the right, the Dove Health South building. I don't know if it's still the vent building, but the former vent building in Chippewa Falls. Come and see us.
All right, thanks, PA. And also, you guys are giving people the opportunity during this grand opening week to win some OneFest tickets, right?
Yes, we are. We've got a sign-up box right where you stand to get your drinks, and you can sign up all week long. We're going to do the drawing next Monday. So we've got the full week this week to sign up. So come and do that. Two full event tickets to OneFest, which, Caleb, it is coming up fast, 2 weeks away almost.
Yeah, the 29th through the 31st in Chippewa Falls, which is where you are. Again, this is truly a family business, friends, and it's the grand opening week, the soft opening today until 1 o'clock, Whirly Bird Coffee Co., so our own PA from the drive. And again, this, I mean, I know Halvo, PA, before we let you go here, that this is an absolute family endeavor. You guys have been working on this for a long time, and I know a very, very late night and early morning for you guys today, so we're just hoping for some great community support today and all throughout the week.
Hey, thank you, Caleb and Mark, and my wife, my dear wife, probably is working on 2 hours of sleep. She's been baking late last night, early this morning, and everything looks fantastic, so thank you, Laurie.
You're welcome. Come on in and eat it up.
There you go.
Going to bed at 1:15 this afternoon. All right. Thank you, guys. The WIB Wake Up Show. Way to go.
Thanks so much, PA. Again, Whirly Bird Coffee Co., the newest business in Chippewa Falls, my adopted hometown. Go support them today.
Well, a super moon is going to be visible. There's always something going on in the sky, isn't there?
Yes, absolutely. And again, I didn't subscribe to Sky and Telescope, but I know what it is because my dad was really into it growing up. And so some of these things, too, you know, you look at the heavenly bodies. I mean, and I was just reading Psalm 39 recently, right, about the heavens shouting, declaring the glory of God. And there's something really cool this week that apparently is only going to happen twice this entire year.
And it is a supermoon will be visible on Wednesday with the moon arriving at its closest point to the Earth for all of this year.
Huh.
That means that the moon will appear about 14% bigger than other full moons and 30% brighter. Now, is that going to mean problems? Because usually people are like, oh, it's a full moon.
I know.
This is a really big full moon.
When it's a full moon and a full supermoon.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, that's happening Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So, I did not realize, and I've heard supermoon and things like that too, and blood moon and all the different things. Mm-hmm. I did not realize that it's this rare, that a true supermoon is this rare. But yeah, I mean, two opportunities this year. So if you get a nice clear night on Wednesday,
yeah,
go out and enjoy that.
There you go. I think so.